worship band again, guys. Well, guys, this is a really exciting. I know I say excited a lot. I know you guys give me stuff for that. You totally justify Brad, but I am very excited this morning. Right? It's always for me, as the youth pastor, getting just an opportunity to really have our kids just kind of have the spotlight be shown on them, have them just be really and celebrate what God is doing in our group. And one of the really cool perks of my job, and believe me, man, there's a lot of awesome perks of my job. The beginning of this school year, we played a game, a youth group called Find the Twinkie. And there was one point I bought 60 Twinkies and I hid them around the church and I said, hey, the goal of this game is to literally find Twinkies. And I remember I'm hiding them like, dude, I get paid for this. This is my job. This is awesome. This is so cool. Not all 60 got hid, by the way. I didn't eat lunch that day, but anyways, there's lots of cool parts of my job, right? And you see the picture behind us of us at Rendezvous, just all these really cool moments. But I think one of the coolest things is, for me, I always get a front row seat to see what God does in the lives of our students, what he does in the lives of our leaders. And so I want to just give an opportunity to invite one of our leaders, one of our students, to kind of come up and just share a little bit about some of the highlights they've had in youth group, some really cool growth opportunities, and just moments where they've seen God work in their life. So if we could just, I want to invite back up Nate Bartlett and Eilish Smith to come on up. There you go. So Eilish, well, why don't we start with you? So I asked you guys, man, what is some of when you think back to your time in youth group and some of your favorite moments, what are some of the things that kind of stick out for you?
Yeah, I kind of have a unique experience because I was actually a student in this group and then went to college, came back, became a leader. And so one of my favorite moments and things that happen in youth group, both as a leader and as a student, is retreats, but not the crazy events or anything like that. It's the in-between times where students and leaders are just spending time making genuine connections with each other, having really deep conversations, having really crazy conversations. And it's just a really sweet time to see just connections that were so important to me as I went through my adolescent years, still being made, and other kids getting to experience that, which is really cool. And then also, because I was a student and then became a leader, I've known most of these kids since they were middle schoolers. And so getting to see them go from middle schoolers just kind of coming to youth group, not sure what the heck is going on, to being leaders up here or leading games or doing announcements. And it's just a really cool thing to see how God has been working in their lives and just bringing up kind of the next generation of leaders in our church. And it's really beautiful and amazing to see. So, yeah.
So Nate, what about you, man? I mean, I'm certain playing this game is gonna definitely be in your Hall of Fame. Maybe not for your mom. This might be a low light for her, but for you, man, when you think back to some of because you're one of those kids that was middle school and now you're in high school, and it's just been cool to see you grow and flourish. I'm just curious, man, for you, what have been some of the highlights for you being in youth group?
So And I enjoy spending, like what Eilish said, spending time at retreats, hanging out with everyone, and just overall, helping everyone on each other's walks with the Lord. But it's really the chaotic moments where you're, one moment you're, playing a game outside with a fish, and then later that same day, that fish is going through someone's shirt. I am not giving the context on that. Exactly. I'm not giving the context for that, but
we might have to at some point. Cause you come talk to me. I'll tell you about that.
It's just those moments where the Lord's at work, and everyone's being brought together, but it's still insane to watch everyone having so much fun and just enjoying fellowship in the most unorthodox and funny ways possible.
Like the fish, right?
Like the fish. Yeah.
So, now, the other thing I was asking you guys was, the really fun moments, the really cool moments, the things you cherish, but then how have you kind of, when you look back on the years, what are some of the moments where, how you feel that God has grown you, or what has been something that you feel like God has taught you during your time at youth group?
Yeah, so the biggest thing I've learned, I feel like most of my spiritual formation happened while I was in youth group here. and continues to happen while I'm in youth group here. And so one of the like biggest things that I've learned and that God has shown me is how he can use some of the most painful stuff that's happened in my life for his glory and to love others and to just be able to empathize and, you know, be in that moment with students, with honestly, with anybody, and just seeing how God uses some of the most, you know, broken things to make some of the most beautiful conversations and moments. And then also just really being challenged to, you know, dig into the word and discover who I am in him and what my identity is, knowing that I'm a child of God. And that's been the biggest growth that I've seen in myself spiritually over the years.
What about you, man? Like, how, like when you look back in years, where have you seen God grow you, or what's something that you feel like he's taught you over the years while you're in youth group?
Well, for me, I think it was first around like when COVID started to hit. Like when I first came into the youth group, I kind of felt like a bit of an outcast, like the weird kid in the back corner of the room, like had a few friends just sort of chilling there. But then like COVID hit and I was like, okay, we're online now. Why does it not feel the same? Like, where is everyone? Why are my friends not here? Like, it felt like at that point I sort of started to realize like the absolute emotional bond I had with like pretty much everyone in the youth group and how I was really starting to miss that. So I think it was around then when I started to decide to like take my spiritual journey seriously. And I think God really helped me along through like both through that and around that, in the sense that I don't think the youth group would have been the same if we hadn't gone through COVID and I hadn't realized, dang, these people are way more than just church family. They're like family, which I think is actually probably the same.
Way to land the plane, man. Yeah. But no, seriously. Isn't that cool, guys? Kind of getting to be here. Let's give it up for Nate and Eilish being able to show up. So on Wednesday, right, we were kind of talking about this, and we were asking everyone, like, hey, like, what has been, like, your guys' like favorite moments, and what are some of your highlights? And I remember, you know, I asked that, and people kind of shared similar to what Eilish and what Nate were sharing, right? Like, oh, the really cool conversations, you know, being able just to be with each other, some of these funny stories, you know, that we got to build, like, together. And as we're talking, like there's a theme that just came through really, really clear as we're talking, right? It was this, the idea of community, right? And Nate, man, you said it beautifully, right? The idea of like, this isn't just like my church family, this is my family, right? And we talked about, man, like the importance of that and why, you know, like why community is a big deal. And I think that for all of us, right, if we were to kind of think about it, right, the reality is like, because one of the things that they mentioned was that community was, yeah, they got to build those relational bonds, but it also was really, really important in their spiritual growth, right? That having that sense of community, having those people where they could, you know, going through some of these difficult questions where you're like, hey, I'm really struggling with this. I'm really struggling in this part of my faith. Let's wrestle through this together. You know, having that community really helped them with that. And I think we all admit, right, that for that community is not just something that's important when you're in middle school. It's not just something that's important when you're in high school. But even as us adults or grown man-child, I guess. So, you know, I like to say I'm an adult, but like I said, I just got paid to play one of my Smeeling, right? But the thing is, right, like we all need it. And community is such an important piece of our relationship with God. So it's such an important piece of our spiritual growth. And while it's also really important, I think we can all agree, right? Sometimes community is difficult, right? Sometimes community, that they're like, when we come together, like we have different personalities, right? We have different backgrounds, family backgrounds. You know, some of us just have different life experiences or maybe different preferences and, you know, political opinions, whatever, just throw that in the mix. And sometimes that can be, community can be tough. Right, especially when, like they said, this is family, right? It can be tough. And so the question I want to ask is, right, then if we hear the stories of our youth group and hearing these beautiful stories of community, and I think if we were to all think back to us or to even think about how we feel about each other in this room, we'd say that same word, community. I want to think about, man, how do we do community? What does that look like? How do we actually continue to make this a place where it is community, where we love each other, we care for each other, and we're all moving in the same direction towards Jesus together. How do we do that? And I want to look at, if you were at, I think it was at the Leader Connect when we talked about this, but I want to read through this together. And it's just a really beautiful passage. This is something that Paul was writing this. It's in 1 Thessalonians 2. Paul was writing this to a group of people that he considered his community, right? That they were part of his people. And he was just coming out of a really, really difficult season. And in this conversation, right, as he's writing this letter, you kind of get these pieces of what it was for Paul that made this community so strong, made it such an important part of his spiritual life. But I think there's parts of that also, as we're reading that and hearing this conversation, we can look at our own community, our own spiritual life, and say, how do we pursue that kind of community? And so if you got your Bibles with you and you want to read along as I'm reading, that's fine. If you're someone that likes to just kind of close your eyes and hear the words, do that as well. So this is 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 13. This is Paul saying, he says, "You yourselves know, dear brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not a failure. You know how badly we had been treated at Philippi just before we came to you and how much we suffered there. Yet our God gave us the courage to declare his good news to you boldly in spite of great opposition. So you can see, we were not preaching with any deceit or impure motives or trickery. For we speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone examines the motives of our hearts. Never once did we try to win you with flattery, as you well know. And God is our witness that we were not pretending to be your friends just to get your money. As for human praise, we have never sought it from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we certainly had a right to make some demands of you. But instead, we were like children among you. Or we were like a mother feeding and caring for her own children. We loved you so much that we shared with you not only God's good news, but our own lives too. Don't you remember, dear brothers and sisters, how hard we worked among you? Night and day we toiled to earn a living so that we would not be a burden to any of you as we preach God's good news to you. You yourselves are our witnesses, and so is God, that we were devout and honest and faultless toward all of you believers. And you know that we treated each of you as a father treats his own children. We pleaded with you, encouraged you, and urged you to live your lives in a way that God would consider worthy, for he called you to share in his kingdom and glory. Therefore, we never stopped thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very word of God, which of course it is. And this word continues to work in you who believe." Now, I think, right, when we read this, it's a beautiful passage, right? It's really beautiful. And I think that there's a lot that when we look at this conversation, that I think that is beautiful because we're hearing what, like, how this community meant to Paul. But I think there's things that we can learn from that, right? Especially when it comes to, well, how do we continue to be a community where we love God, we love each other well? And I think there's a few things I just want to kind of point out, things to kind of highlight, and have us just think about over this next week, right? And what I think one of the things we learned from Paul is that being in community together means belonging together. And I love the phrase like that when you hear with Paul, right? He says that we're not pretending to be your friends to get money, right? That there's a lot of people that would travel around and they would just really be these fantastic speakers, but they would really manipulate people to get a following, right? A relationship with them was about getting a following, with getting money. And what he says is, man, for you guys, that wasn't the case with me. Like, with you guys, I legitimately loved you and I cared about you. And we see with some of other Paul's letters, especially in Galatians 3, when he says that, hey, that we all are different, but we're united in Christ. Right? He says that part of belonging together doesn't mean that we all are the same, that we're going to be different. We're going to have different backgrounds and different preferences and different life stories. But what unites us is not what makes us the same. What unites us is Christ. What unites us is our love for Christ and recognizing that each, every one of us, we are an image bearer of God. And that because of that, we all have inherent worth and value. You know, one of my favorite things that we get to do, and I mentioned this before, but every year for we have a fall retreat with our high schoolers, and every time we end our fall retreat, we do this thing called affirmations. And it's just what happens is we get in a circle, and usually we've been, that morning we spent a couple hours, looking over a passage and just really having some alone time with God. And then usually we'll come back in the evening and share what we feel like God's been speaking to us, share something that's really been on our heart. And then each student will take, we'll usually have a few students that will really just share, like, hey, this is what I see God doing in you. And what I love is, just like I said, if you look at our youth group, right, there's a lot of, like, there's kids that come from different family backgrounds, and there's different preferences as far as, like, how, like, some kids maybe have certain political opinions over others, or maybe that they connect with different friends at school over others, but when you see them come together at fall retreat, and you hear these things, there's genuine love. And what unites them is the fact that they recognize that, hey, I see in you what Jesus sees in you. I see in you what God sees in you, and I just want you to know that. And to me, it's one of the most beautiful things I get to be part of, right? And so with Paul, he's painting this picture of, like, man, that part of community means that we belong together, that there's a sense of belonging, this sense of we recognizing each other, that we are so dearly loved, and we so have inherent value because of Jesus, because of the fact that we're God, made in the image of God. So being in community together means belonging together, but also means sharing our stories together. Right? It means sharing our stories together, being honest about what's happening in our life. I love that Paul says, we didn't just share the good news, but our lives as well. Right? He's like, hey, I didn't just come, and I didn't just give you this word and then say, cool, that's it, man, peace out. He says, no, I want to share what's, like, hey, we shared the good news, but we also shared our lives. And I have to believe when Paul's saying that, he's not saying, hey, I shared the really good things. Right? He's like, no, hey, I shared what's really happening in my life. You know, at youth group, every night we'll have a discussion, we'll chat, and then after that we'll go and we'll, after a message, kids will usually spend about 30 minutes in small group. And towards, I think usually at the beginning or at the end for our small group leaders, they'll ask two questions. Hey, what are your highlights and lowlights? Right? And really what we're asking is, like, hey, what's happening in your life? Obviously if kids are, they'll share as they're comfortable, but the beautiful part of that is that's an opportunity for us to, hey, here's what God's doing in my life, here's what's happening in my life, and not just the good, like, yay, high five moments, but like, hey, this week was really hard, right? And, man, this really was really, really tough. And I think part of the beauty of, man, what I love, kind of, and Nate, again, you kind of touched on this, but, like, watching our youth group go through COVID, watching our church go through COVID, as a youth pastor, I mean, I was really proud seeing this group navigate, because there were a lot of change got thrown their way, right? In the middle of all that, they got a new youth pastor, and, like, I don't know who this borderline Amish-looking guy is, but I guess he's our new youth pastor. And on top of that, right, they're navigating a lot of crazy stuff. Like, and I just remember, I've been called Amish before. I just want to throw that out there. But it was just really cool to see, like, man, in the middle of all that, right, that there was a sense of, hey, that they were sharing with each other, like, hey, man, this is really hard, but we're here for each other. And I think in a lot of ways in this church, I was hearing some similar conversations. And so it's cool, like, part of belonging together, being community, means that, man, we share our stories together. We share in the burdens with each other, right? And that's a beautiful thing, and we need each other. And so belonging together, sharing our stories, being honest about what's happening. But then also a third thing is growing together, right? That, one thing, what Jesus told us, that the most important things for us is to love God and love other people, right? Is to grow in our love for God, grow in our love for others. And for us, right, that being in community means that we help each other in that we support each other in that, right? That I love that, when Paul says that, you accepted what we said as the very word of God, and this word continues to work in you who believe. Right, and then there he talks about, like, hey, we encouraged, we urged, like, we did things that really helped each other out, and right, and sometimes in that, right, there's uncomfortable, like, loving conversations where you come alongside someone and say, hey, man, I really say, like, hey, I really think, I'm worried about this, and you're like, I've had friends before that, man, and seasons of my life where I would get really busy and I'd become distant, and they'd say, hey, I love you enough to share with you that, dude, this is, I really am concerned. Right, like, I see you becoming distant, and I don't want that for you. right? And that's what part of community doesn't mean you're like, dude, you suck, right? Like, that's not like, that's not really loving, right? But loving is saying, I love you enough to say, I care about you, to come alongside you and say, hey, I see this in you. Can I walk with you in this together? Can I help you grow together? All right. And that's what, you know, like I said, not like what's cool is seeing that, right? Seeing like hearing some of our, which I want to say, by the way, like I know they're going to not like me saying this and I'll probably hear about it on Wednesday. But if you guys have kids in this youth group, I want you to know that for one, your kids are awesome. You guys have some amazing kids, but you also have some really, really amazing adults that spend time with them every Wednesday, right? You have some amazing people that don't get paid for this, but show up because they love your kids and they are really passionate about these things that you're seeing up on the board behind us. And so I want to give a little round of applause or shout out to our youth leaders. If you're a leaf here, why don't you raise your hands? As I'm saying that, like, I'm mainly worried about Brad. He's a lot bigger than me, and he knows how to put my car on blocks. So we will not be playing dodgeball at a youth group on this Wednesday. I just want what? That's right. Leave my horse and buggy alone, man. Listen. But right, like growing together, right? That's like, man, we come alongside each other, we help each other, we invest in each other, right? And that's why for us, like, there's three words that's like. As youth leaders, we always kind of mention in our leader meetings, we say everything comes back to three things: belonging, believing, becoming. That our goal in every Wednesday is we want to create a safe place, words are hard, where every student can belong, where we're going to share what Jesus is doing in our life. We're going to talk about Jesus, but then we're also going to help students grow in that. We're going to really come alongside them and support them. And that, man, that gets me excited. Right, and that's the kind of stuff I love doing. And so, right, we want our youth to be a place where every student knows they're unconditionally loved, where they hear about Jesus, they hear about stories of what he's doing in our life, and where they learn to live that out. And so, but what I love, and you know, Mark, you know, he does a great job talking about this, right, that there's no such thing as other people's kids. I think that's so true about this church. And that's not just our kids in the nursery, kids in elementary, that also includes our high schoolers, our middle schoolers. Like, there's no such thing as other people's kids. And so the question I want to ask is, right, as a church, right, how do we as a church continue to make this a community of belonging together, sharing our stories together, and growing together, not just for us adults, but also for our young kids, our elementary kids, our high schoolers, our middle schoolers? How do we do that? And a few things I want you to think about is, man, how do you support them? How do you come alongside them? I'd say, one, pray for them. Right, pray for our high schoolers, pray for our middle schoolers, pray for our youth leaders. Right, like, man, like life can be difficult, and man, it can be difficult for a high schooler or middle schooler too. So pray for them, think about them. Like, as you're going in your prayer time, and if there's students that you know pop in your head that you know by name, that you know personally, man, pray for them by name. And then I'd say invest in them, right? Encourage them, you know, care for them, like, you know, like. You know, because like I said, so, you know, if you know them, like, say, hey, man, like, hey, you really did a great job playing guitar today, man. That was awesome, right? You know, strike up a conversation. Get to know them. Hey, man, what are some things that they're passionate about, they're excited about? And then I'd say number three is, man, hold space for them, right? One of the cool things is, like, you know, I was thinking about, like, for us, like, hey, you know, making sure that there's space for them to plug into the church and be the church, right? So hold space for them. Right, and what God may be doing in them may be different than in the past, right? Maybe God is doing something new, and God has equipped a certain student special to really invest in the church, invest in the people around them in a special, unique way. And so, how do we hold space for them, right? How do we create a space where they can belong and they can live into the way God wired them and created them to be? So, thought for the drive home. Right, I want us to kind of wrestle with this and think about this. Right, what does it look like for us to continue to be a place where we belong together, share our stories together, and grow together? And right, and I there's not an easy, like, okay, here, you know, for us, like, I want us to legitimately, like, wrestle with that, think about that. How do we continue to do that? How do we continue to do that and hold space for our middle schoolers, our high schoolers, our elementary kids, our nursery kids in the nursery? So I want to go ahead and pray, and as I'm praying, we'll go ahead and invite our worship team up. But why don't you guys join me and pray? God, thank you just so much for, God, what you're not just doing in the lives of our middle schools and the high schoolers, but God, what you're doing in all of us. And God, for I just want to pray that for each of us, help us to recognize the importance of community. And Lord, help us to recognize that, Lord, you want to create a space where we can belong together. We can share our authentic stories together and then grow together. And so, Lord, help us to do that. Help us to continue to be that kind of people and not get pulled in directions that don't align with that. Help us not get distracted from what you called us to do. Help us to be your hands and feet and to love each other well and to love you and honor you well in the way that we live our life. God, we say this all in your name. Amen.